And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
New now, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with you as always. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here. And we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, I'm super, super happy to announce that we have officially launched our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary artists, soul-share interviews, retreat guests that come here to the Mystic Manor to join me and the interviewee on the stage during the last night of their stay, their week-long stay, as well as the show concluding with live musical performances. We're going to be releasing episodes every other Sunday at 11:11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can go to optimistic.tv, that's spelled OptimyStic.tv, to join our watch party for each future episode's release or to check out past episodes. We're originally going to be releasing Optimistic episodes every Sunday. However, as a community, following the flow of what is wanting to come through in these unique and unprecedented times with so many of our soul family stuck at home craving connection, we have decided to move to releasing episodes every other Sunday so that those of us here on the production team at the Mystic Manor can free up some time and energy to help create virtual community for all of you P-heads out there. And we are accomplishing that aim by launching our new Mystic Manor online retreat and play shops re-membership program. It's going to entail live play shops twice daily, 7 days a week, behind the scenes footage here at the Mystic Manor each day, access to a Facebook group where we do short interactive 1 minute video challenges and reflect back to each other about our experiences, live Q&As with me and some of the other facilitators, and more. It's a super, super robust program. It's facilitated by over a dozen of us here at the Mystic Manor, and in an effort to support all you P-heads out there stuck at home craving connection, for a limited time, it is going to be totally free to sign up on our Patreon page, which is linked at optimistic.tv. Just be sure to fill out the form link that's located at the top of our About section on Patreon so we can make sure you have access. Otherwise, we're super excited to have you join in all the magic with us that's happening here every single day at the Mystic Manor and to expand our community together. Here we grow. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a fantabulous Friday here in the studio, and I am flying solo and just grateful to be with you guys. As always, it is such a pleasure to be able to share, co-create, expand with each and every one of you. Today, speaking of expanding and growing, Growing can be painful sometimes, right? Growing pains are a thing. Do you remember being a kid and like going through puberty and having like just like, ah, oh, my legs hurt? Or, you know, I think some people had that to varying degrees. You know, some people it was really a real serious thing, and for others, not so much, but it's a thing. And, you know, it's definitely what I feel like we're going through right now on the planet. I mean, everyone, so many people that I know, you know, spiritually minded and you know, those that aren't, I've seen, you know, all walks of life talk about, wow, it feels like there's just some shift happening. There's something going on. I can't quite put my finger on it in some cases. And, you know, I've talked about this before. We've talked about it quite a bit in the recent month or so since the coronavirus gift in disguise, right? And part of that is, you know, we're in this, I feel like we're in a chrysalis. We are going through a transformation, and everyone going within and into the sort of, you know, retracting from all the external activity. And that's, you know, we're going to appreciate coming out of the chrysalis so much more. And there's going to be some changes and growth that happens as a result. And not always easy, but it's right. Everything's always right. We know that, right? And our job is to focus on that, and to, especially when in the chrysalis, things are really, you know, challenging, to come back to how do I really lean into this growth edge. And here at the Mystic Manor, there's been a bunch of challenges lately. I mean, from canceling retreats, which, you know, are the big part of how we support this place, you know, and that, you know, needing to be put on hold temporarily, and we're not sure how long, and, you know, and then all the pressures of, you know, putting out the new show Optimistic, and, you know, everything that goes into learning how to do that, and definitely some challenges there, and also some growth there as well. And, you know, everything you can imagine comes up, and with our team here. And, you know, in the early in this week, there was quite a few challenges, or there was a day or two where there's some tenseness that came up with me and actually a few of the people here. And the Saint Damiana, as I like to call her, who is on episode 1157. You can go back and hear her. She was the Soul Share guest on that episode. She's just epic. And she's been here through the whole, you know, here at the Mystic Manor as one of the people during quarantine and helping with, you know, to maintain retreats and all that stuff that's the type of work she does. It was definitely powerful to have her around when I was having some growing pains with a few other people here. And one of the things that after there was sort of this, you know, we do regular house meetings, and we had a meeting, and it got much more heated than normal. Normally things are really, you know, bubbly and happy, and, you know, some challenges came up, and I got heated, and some other people got heated, and triggers happened. And so then, you know, as I sat down with her and talked to her afterwards, and she's sort of the house mom helping to guide us through these sorts of things. And she brought up something that was really, really powerful to me that I'd heard before, but it's like many things. You hear it, and then you hear it again, and then you hear it depending, you know, you may hear it years from now, and it sinks in a totally different way. And I'd heard this before a long time ago, and she brought it up, and it just really sunk in of how powerful it is. And she talked about really trying to put yourself in the other person's shoes. And when you're having a challenge with them, trying to create connection, right? Even though, you know, being curious when you go into a challenge, if someone's coming at you from an angle that you can't quite relate to, like it almost, maybe in some cases, it seems like crazy that someone would have the perspective that they do, right? Like, what? That's just so unreasonable. Why would you ever think that way? Instead of coming at it with that energy, which I've been known to do, to come at it with curiosity, right? How did you get there? You know, well, I'm curious. And I think that curiosity, coming at something with curiosity, is a real sign of maturity. You know, realizing that we all have these different lenses that a lot of times can be colored by our past experiences, right? For example, one of the people I had a challenge with, actually, Bradley, my son's girlfriend, who's amazing, by the way. And, you know, she just got triggered by me and her disagreeing about something, and I can get excitable. And then, you know, my voice is raised, and in her head, it's all of a sudden I'm yelling at her. And then it relates back to a past, you know, relationship that she had where the person was verbally abusive and her dad, you know, getting heated. And so all of a sudden she's perceiving through a lens that is colored by her past experiences. And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, this is that. When, you know, really it wasn't. However, and she came to that conclusion later, in that moment, it was very real to her, you know? And so, you know, coming at things with a sense of curiosity when someone is you know, you're seeing things totally different is such a powerful, powerful tool. And so, you know, after I'd had not only a challenging moment with her, but a couple other people in that meeting on this was on Monday, you know, we talked about coming at it with curiosity, and she goes, you know, Brandon, one thing that's really been powerful for me is using the idea, these three words, notice, imagine, and understand. Like I notice you know, let's say, for example, let's use an example. Let's say someone was supposed to take out the trash and they didn't, right? And you are, you know, in your house, so someone is trash duty and they didn't do it. And then you notice the next day they didn't do it. And you start getting irritated about it because you know, you're doing your contributions to the house chores and whatever. And I'm making this example up, by the way. This wasn't part of an issue here, but could be, might be in your house. And so instead of getting so agitated and then expressing that agitation to the person who's not doing their job, right? Coming to them with notice, imagine, understand. And how that would look is to get you for this example. I notice you didn't take out the trash, and I imagine you probably just have had a lot to do, or, you know, maybe you've just been overwhelmed or, you know, didn't notice it. And I understand it can be, you know, it can be a pain in the butt job sometimes. You know, I totally get that. But yeah, I'm just curious about what's going on with that. Now, you've created a whole different dynamic, right? If you come at someone in that way to confront them about something that is or isn't getting done in this case, right? Then you've now created some level of connection and brought curiosity to it. And so you give them a chance to address it without instantly feeling majorly on the defensive. And what a powerful way to come at any and all of the challenges in your life. And what a sign of maturity and growth. You know, how often, how many of you out there are constantly just in the same, you know, sort of pattern of arguing and fighting and fussing and, you know, not getting along with someone in your house. I mean, I can think of my brother, probably the person I've had the most triggered arguments with. It's just like, you know, it's like patterns that go back, you know, a lifetime. And it's like, oh, here it is again. I'm going to, what's the definition of insanity? Doing things the exact same way and expecting a different result, right? And how many times are we all acting insane in our approach to dealing with those tensions with people in our lives? And so you, if you're listening to this podcast, you are someone who is ready, willing, and able to step outside of the box and try something different, right? And that something different takes real maturity in this case, because when you're agitated about something, it takes an adult, a developed adult, to, instead of like coming at them with, you know, allegations and pointing a finger, knowing you're right, right? I know I'm right. It's like, do you want to be at peace? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to resolve it? Or do you want to be right? Because if your aim is to be at peace and to actually do everything in your power to create resolution and healing with the least amount of friction as possible, then that is an outdated approach to dealing with the issue, right? So that's the really, really four things here, right? Always curiosity, right? Lest you become like a child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. What is a child? That's the Bible verse I always quote, right? And what is a child but curious, right? It is the most curious of all of us, right? So curious. Why is this? Why that? What's that? So bring that childlike wonder of curious. Wow, they're acting really strange. I can't quite understand why anyone would take that stance in this matter. It's so clear cut and obvious to me. I'm curious. And then go down it with that approach. Maybe there's something more to it. What's happening so much of the time is people are hearing information differently too. What, you know, I could say something, and especially in a heated, you know, situation, and then you have a mediator who says, okay, to the other person, what did you hear? And they'll have heard something totally different. That's the biggest issue of all when with a lot of our problems is miscommunication. Miscommunication. And if we're always so hot, heated and bothered and so hung up on being right, then we can't really find our way through and play our part in bringing a peaceful resolution. And I don't know about you guys, but those super heated, you know, I think, like I said, referencing the fights with my brother, you know, throughout my life, it's like, man, what a painful way to get to an end result that ultimately we end up coming back around and making up. And it's like, but, you know, we probably lost like 6 months of, off of our life each time with as heated as we've gotten at times in the past. So, yeah, being curious. This using these tools, I notice, I imagine, and I understand you're building connection there. And such a powerful, powerful approach that I am committed to bringing more fully into my life. And yeah, so thank you for that one, Damiana. Thanks for reminding me of that one. And if you guys want to hear more from her, yeah, go back. It was episode 1157 a few weeks ago with her. And speaking of this whole perspective, there's also a great prayer by St. Francis. And I think I might have read this on a podcast years back, but it is, I'm going to read this. You know, St. Francis of Assisi was such an incredible teacher and soul. And he said, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life." Isn't that so powerful? It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. I might have read this a few times. Actually, now that I think about it, I may have read it not so long ago. And I'll read it again because this is one that just really, really sinks in for me. It just is so like, it's in giving we receive, it's in pardoning that we are pardoned. Okay, this person is way off from one perspective. I can point my finger, or what if I find a way to pardon them? What energy does that free up? And I believe it frees up a lot. And I certainly had, like I said, to use the example from this week for me, a disagreement where I feel, you know, like, wow, like I am so quote unquote right in this perspective. And okay, I'm going to pardon it. I'm just going to pardon it. And I'm going to seek to try my very best to understand why your perspective is that way. And at the end of the day, I'm more interested in creating peace with you than I am in being right. And obviously, if you have someone that continues to be really often, let's say abusive or any of that, you know, there's a time and place to say, okay, you know, this is not healthy. However, you know, that's discernment, right? Finding that line and really knowing if you ever are cutting it off with someone, it's because you went way above and beyond to do your part to be a servant of peace. And yeah, that's what actually the song I'm going to share with you right now, it actually has this whole you know, poem, I guess you would say, from St. Francis of Assisi in the song, towards the second half of the song. It's by an artist named Snatam Kaur, K-A-U-R. And she is incredible, such a powerful, powerful singer-songwriter. And this song is called Servant of Peace. And I'm going to leave it with you guys and gals and aliens for today. And yeah, I hope to see you guys on the new Mystic Manor online retreats and play shops that we're doing. You can join for free and then pay what you want afterwards. We're doing two workshops every day, 7 days a week. If you go to optimistic.tv, you'll see those. And we'd love to continue to connect with you guys in community there. It's been so fun and rewarding for all of us here so far. So many cool offerings every day, you know, two different things. So would love to connect with you there. And with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this. This is Snatam Kaur, Servant of Peace. Until next time, journey well. Love you so, so much. And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.
Make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Oh, divine master, grant that I may know so mercy to be consumed. to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born into Nanak Hoshi Ve Sachin.